A sham and a violation of the UN Charter is what NATO calls the referendums on annexing four Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine, describing it as a sign of weakness. After losses on the battlefield, NATO says it will ignore the outcome and continue to give Ukraine military support.
What we should do, we should get all the countries together that have, for instance, the Leopard tank, and see that we join forces, train together, send Leopards together to Ukraine, which they need right now if they want to succeed in reconquering the territory that Russia has under occupation.
So far, the German government has been reluctant to send battle tanks, fearing that President Vladimir Putin would consider it a provocation. But analysts say these referendums show that NATO has not managed to deter Putin from annexing regions in eastern Ukraine, covering an area the size of Portugal.
Would you call it a failure by NATO?
On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, you could also say that NATO has been successful in avoiding a Russia-NATO war, which has always been one of NATO's major aims. So I would say it depends on your perspective. For Ukraine, it makes the situation more difficult, yes.
Refugees continue to arrive in Germany. Hannah and her son came from Zaporizhia, one of the regions where the vote is being held, in spite of fierce fighting.
I think that is the biggest mistake, and it shouldn't be at all on my territory. We're Ukrainian, and we don't need Russian people at all on my country. We are very angry, and we don't understand why another world can't be a little aggressive to Russia.
Think they're doing not enough?
Yes, not enough.
More than 1 million Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Germany, and European governments are preparing for more to come as the war escalates and Russia mobilizes hundreds of thousands of reservists. Not only Ukrainians, but also Russians are expected to come. Now Germany says that those who refuse to fight can apply for asylum.
A fight with no end in sight. These people don't know if it will be weeks, months or years before they can go home. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Berlin.